Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays foundation stone of multiple development projects in Maharashtra. Says every decision and policy of the government is dedicated to Vikasit Bharat. More than 61% voters exercise their franchise for single-phase assembly elections in Haryana. DRDO successfully conducts flight tests of fourth-generation very short-range air defense system at Pokhran in Rajasthan. Situation continues to escalate in West Asia as Israel hints at intensifying its operations on multiple fronts. And in Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, Australia beat Sri Lanka by 6 wickets in Group A fixture at Sharjah. Second match between England and Bangladesh underway. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said it is necessary to make cities like Mumbai and Thane future ready to achieve the goal of Vikasit Bharat. While inaugurating and laying the foundation stone for various projects worth over 32,800 crore rupees in Thane district of Maharashtra, he said every decision, resolution and dream of the union government is dedicated to Vikasit Bharat.
Aaj har deshvasi ka ek hi lakshya hai, Vikasit Bharat. Hamari sarkar ka har nirnay Vikasit Bharat ke liye samarpit hai. इस लक्ष्य की प्राप्ति के लिए हमें मुंबई ठाणे जैसे शहरों को फ्यूचर रेडी बनाना है.
Mr. Modi emphasized that the developmental projects are changing the face of Mumbai and will immensely benefit the people. The Prime Minister said these projects will create new employment opportunities along with the growth of industries.
Varsova se Bandra Sea Bridge project, Eastern Freeway, Thane Borivali Tunnel, Thane Circular Metro Rail Project, aise project se in shaharon ki tasveer badal rahi hai. Iska bahut bada fayda Mumbai ke logon ko hoga. Yahan rozgar ke naye mauke banenge, yahan udyog dhande badhenge.
Prime Minister Modi criticized the opposition Mahavikas Aghadi for stalling the projects when their coalition was in power.
Aaj ek taraf Mahayuti sarkar hai jo Maharashtra ke vikas ko hi apna lakshya manti hai. Dusri aur Congress aur Mahagadi wale log hain unhe jab bhi mauka milta hai.
On Marathi language being conferred the status of classical language, the Prime Minister emphasized that it is not just respect towards Maharashtra and the Marathi language, but an ode to the tradition which gave India a rich culture of knowledge, philosophy, spirituality and literature. More from our correspondent.
During a day-long visit to pole-bound state, the Prime Minister attended programs at Vashim, Thane and Mumbai. In Thane, among the key inaugurations was the BKC to RAJVLR section of Mumbai Metro Line 3. The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone for the Thane Integral Ring Metro Rail project and the elevated Eastern Freeway extension from Chedanagar to Anandnagar in Thane. He also laid the foundation stone for Phase 1 of the Navi Mumbai Airport Influence Notified Area Naina project, as well as a high-rise administrative building for the Thane Municipal Corporation. The initiatives launched at Vashim district include disbursing the 18th installment of the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi, the dedication of more than 7,500 projects under the Agriculture Infrastructure Fund. With C. Prarthna, Madhuri Pange, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today promised to remove the 50% cap on reservations and conduct a caste-based survey in the country. Addressing the Samvidhan Samman Sammelan in Kolhapur, Maharashtra, Mr. Gandhi described these two steps as crucial for safeguarding the Indian constitution. He said, along with the caste census, conducting a socio-economic survey and assessing the participation of various communities in key institutions in India is also essential.
कांग्रेस पार्टी की वर्किंग कमेटी में कहा है कि 50% रिजर्वेशन की जो दीवार है उसको तोड़ेंगे। और आप देखना, लिख के ले लो, जाति जनगणना हिंदुस्तान की लोकसभा और राज्यसभा में पास होगा और कानून बनेगा।
Polling for the single-phase assembly elections in Haryana concluded peacefully. More than 61% voting was recorded till 6 p.m. Our correspondent reports that much enthusiasm was seen among the youth, elderly and disabled people for polling. Even some elders above 100 years of age went to the polling booths and cast their votes. A report.
The political future of 1031 candidates contesting the assembly elections today is locked in the EVM, which will be revealed on 8th of October, the day of counting. The prominent politicians whose political future was at stake today include Acting Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini, former Chief Minister Bhupendra Singh Hooda, former Deputy Chief Minister Dushyant Chautala, former Haryana Home Minister Anil Vij, INLD leader Abhay Singh Chautala, and wrestler turned politician Vinesh Fogat, former Union Minister Prendra Singh's son Brijendra Singh, and young leaders like Shruti Chaudhary and Aditya Sukhjewala. Ashwini Kumar Sharma, Kashwani News, Chandigarh.
Counting of votes for Haryana Assembly elections along with Jammu and Kashmir will take place on Tuesday. Jharkhand BJP today released five key points, namely Panch Pran, of its manifesto for the upcoming assembly elections in the state. Releasing the brief manifesto in the presence of Jharkhand Assembly Election in Charge Shivraj Singh Chauhan and co-in-charge Himanta Biswa Sarma, State BJP Chief Babulal Marandi said, each woman in the state will be given 2,100 rupees per month under the Go-Go Didi Yojana. All families will be provided an LPG cylinder at a cost of 500 rupees and two free cylinders will be given on the occasion of two festivals. Unemployed graduate and postgraduate youth who receive 2,000 will receive 2,000 rupees per month for 2 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah today hailed the new sales record achieved by Khadi India. Products worth 2,01,37,000 rupees were sold in just 1 day at the Khadi Bhavan in New Delhi on the occasion of Gandhi Jayanti. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi termed this achievement as encouraging. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said the Northeast is the heart and soul of the country. Addressing a private event in New Delhi, Mr. Dhankar emphasized that the Northeast is not just a geographic region but a vibrant tapestry of cultures, traditions and natural beauty that embodies the essence of India. Speaking about the Look East policy, the Vice President said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has taken it to the next level.
Narasimha Rao ji focused on policy. Look east. But Prime Minister Modi took it to the next level. Look east, act east. And this has resulted in phenomenal growth. There has been real focused attention on connectivity. This connectivity has generated that from northeast we will be able to go to Cambodia and to see the greatest Hindu temple, Angkor Wat, which is being rejuvenated as a matter of fact by Government of India's efforts.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has successfully conducted 3 flight tests of the 4th generation very short-range air defence system at the Pokhran Field Firing Ranges in Rajasthan. The tests, conducted in the last 2 days, were carried out against high-speed targets, demonstrating very critical parameters of maximum range and maximum altitude interception. The Ministry of Defence, in a statement, said these development trials showcase the repeatability of the hit-to-kill capability of the weapon system in various target engagement scenarios covering approaching, receding and crossing modes. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has congratulated DRDO, the armed forces and the industry involved in the successful development trials. He said this new missile, equipped with modern technologies, will give a further technological boost to the armed forces against aerial threats. The situation continues to escalate amid rising hostilities in West Asia. An Israeli strike targeted the northern Lebanese city of Tripoli early this morning, marking the first time the city has been hit amid ongoing tensions. This comes after a series of bombardments in the suburbs of Beirut recently, as Israeli forces attempted to conduct new ground attacks into southern Lebanon. Meanwhile, the Israeli military has signaled plans to escalate its operations on multiple fronts as the anniversary of the 7th October attacks approaches. Reports indicate that preparations are underway for a response to the Iranian attack earlier this week. More from our West Asia correspondent.
This announcement comes amid rising tensions across the region. In Gaza, the Israeli military has issued a new evacuation order for Palestinians near the Netzarim corridor in central Gaza, signaling the likelihood of intense military action. Israeli forces are preparing to use great force against Hamas in a bid to dismantle the group's presence in the area. Meanwhile, air raids continue to devastate Gaza, with at least 12 people reported dead since Saturday morning. The airstrikes follow a pattern of increasing intensity, with waves of attacks targeting key locations at the besieged region. In Lebanon, the potential successor to slain Hezbollah leader Saeed Hassan Nasrallah has been out of contact since Friday, according to a Lebanese security source. This comes after an Israeli airstrike reportedly targeted him. Beyond Gaza, the conflict has also spreading to northern Lebanon, where an Israeli strike killed a Hamas commander, Saeed Atallah Ali, along with his wife and two daughters near Tripoli. The escalation extends to the southern suburbs of Beirut, where Israeli air raids continue to target Hezbollah strongholds. Vinod Kumar, Akashwani News, Dubai.
Meanwhile, in a separate development, U.S. Central Command forces launched strikes on 15 Houthi targets in Iranian-backed Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen. And in a related development, Emirates Airlines has implemented a ban on pagers and walkie-talkies for all passengers traveling to, from or via Dubai. The decision comes in the wake of last month's attacks on Hezbollah, which reportedly involved explosive communication devices. Emirates Airlines has also announced several flight suspensions. Flights to Iraq and Iran will remain suspended until Tuesday, while services to Jordan are set to resume on Sunday. However, flights to Lebanon will remain suspended until October the 15th. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said India will not engage in discussions with Pakistan regarding its relations at the upcoming Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Islamabad. He said this while interacting with the media during the Sardar Patel Lecture on Governance organized by the IC Center for Governance in New Delhi today. Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that his participation would be focused on the multilateral nature of the event. An outbreak of cholera has killed at least 359 people in 33 Nigerian states between January and September this year. In an update on the cholera outbreak in the capital Abuja, the Nigeria Center for Disease Control and Prevention confirmed a surge in the number of suspected cases, which has risen to 10,837 this year. In Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, Australia beat Sri Lanka by 6 wickets in Group A fixture at Sharjah today. Australia successfully chased down the target of 94 runs set by Sri Lanka in 14.2 overs, losing 4 wickets. Batting first after winning the toss, Sri Lanka scored 93 runs, losing 7 wickets. For Sri Lanka, Neelakshi De Silva was top scorer with 29 runs, while for Australia, Megan Schutt took 3 wickets. In a Group B fixture, the match between England and Bangladesh is underway at the same venue. England won the toss and opted to bat first. The England women's team set a target of 118 runs for Bangladesh. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays foundation stone of multiple development projects in Maharashtra, says every decision and policy of the government is dedicated to Vikasit Bharat. More than 61% voters exercise their franchise for single-phase assembly elections in Haryana. DRDO successfully conducts flight tests of fourth-generation very short-range air defense system at Pokhran in Rajasthan. Situation continues to escalate in West Asia as Israel hints at intensifying its operations on multiple fronts. And in Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, Australia beat Sri Lanka by 6 wickets in Group A fixture at Sharjah, second match between England and Bangladesh underway. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.